We've been looking at Jannah on earth and focusing on the ayah of Quran, ayah 201 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا عَاتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And there are some amongst them who say, our Rabb, grant us good in this world and good in the hereafter and save us from the punishment of the fire. What we've been trying to do is to build up a profile of the psyche of one who is Ahlul Jannah, one destined to become Ashabul Jannah, an inmate of Jannah, and thus by extension one who has realized his or her full potential, or rather strived to realize his or her full potential, and who gains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been gleaning ayat from the Quran which show the qualities of this individual, and we've looked at Iman and Amil al-Salihat. The next quality I'd like to look at is striving and sabr. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 142 says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ الصَّابِرِينَ. It's a question. He says, do you think that you will enter Jannah while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is determining, in other words, is letting you know who strives hard from amongst you and who is the patient, the one who has sabr. So the two qualities we're looking for here is jihad, which is striving to reach our full potential, trying our best. And that's the crux word behind jihad. Striving means trying your best. I'm not going to look at the subject in its full context, but basically all I want to say here is that to do our best in everything. I've mentioned this anecdote before, but Quran says in nafatun dhikra, always in a reminder there is a benefit, and I'd like to mention it again. There was a young man who was walking down on the beach one day, and he sees a very old man picking up starfish that had been washed out onto the beach and were stranded, and he was throwing them back in the sea. And he goes up to the old man and he says, what are you doing? And he says, well, I find these, they're washed away, they will die if they don't get back to the water, so I'm throwing them back. He said, there's so many, how many are you going to save? He said, even if I save one, it is enough. I'm trying my best. On the same note, there was a little chameleon, a little lizard, who when Prophet Ibrahim was thrown in the fire of Namrud, you know, the fire that Namrud made, it was such a big fire, people couldn't get close to it. In fact, it said that Prophet Ibrahim was sort of, they'd built a sort of man catapult in which they threw him into it. Nobody went any near, but this little lizard got some water from a puddle, and he was spitting it at the fire. And all the other animals laughed at him and said, what are you going to do? That's going to do nothing. He said, at least on the day of judgment, when I stand before my Rabb, I will say, I tried my best. And that's what striving means. The other aspect given here, or the other quality given here, is sabr. Sabr doesn't mean just sit and wait and inshallah it will fall from the sky. That's not how Jannah comes down on earth. Sabr means being able to use all the resources that we have to harness absolutely every strength, every ability, every resource that we have been granted or we have access to in order to achieve our goal. And then to say, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand over my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is watchful over his ibad. Let's look at some more qualities. Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 40. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna alladhina kadhabu bi ayatina wastakbaru anha la tufattihu lahum abwaab as-samaa'i wa la yadkhuluna al-jannata hatta yalija al-jamalu fi sammal khayati wa kadhalika najzi al-mujrimin. Indeed, those who reject our communications and turn away from them haughtily in pride, The doors of Jannah shall not be opened for them, nor shall they enter the garden until the camel passes through the eye of the needle, and thus do we recompense the guilty. So the third quality is probably looking at it in a different way. It is one who does not reject the signs of Allah. Remember, every ayat of the Quran is a sign of Allah. Creation is a sign of Allah. So, two things from here. No arrogance, no saying, but I think it should be like this. Then we're standing totally in dispute with the greatest, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, this is how it manifests itself. Very often when there's a divine law that we don't follow, we may stand up, if we say, for example, that I understand it's wrong, and I feel very bad about it, but I'm going to try and resolve to be able to follow this divine law, that's a different aspect. But if somebody says, but I don't think I should be doing it, I don't think it's right, then we're contending against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ayah is exactly along those lines. It says, sorry, you will not enter Jannah until the camel enters the eye of the needle. In other words, absolutely impossible. Got to be very careful. Let's look at an obvious thing, something like wearing hijab. If we don't wear hijab as women, and we know it's wrong, it's a different matter. Inshallah, we will start wearing decent clothes, then start trying and covering our hair a little, and maybe coming to a stage where we have a look of decency around us, if anything else. But if we contend with it and say, I don't think it's for this age, or it's not the right thing, then we're contending against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same goes for praying. Same goes for fasting. Same goes on the side of men when they think, when we know in Islam, for example, that a wife is not there to be abused or used. She's in equal partnership with you. She's an amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot go and tell her at home, make my dinner, do this and do that. Please, if you don't mind, and may Allah reward you for it. That's the attitude. But if I think, or if a person thinks that it is their God-given right to exploit others, or to have their power over them, then you better think again. Because this is not the law of Allah. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. You will not enter Jannah if you reject the signs of Allah and walk away from them haughtily in arrogance. Let's continue. Again the same surah, Surah Al-A'raf. Now let's look at ayah 43. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غَلٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَحْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا عَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. He says, Ashabul Jannah are those from whom we will remove whatever ill feeling is in their hearts. These are the ones who in Jannah, where the river shall flow beneath them, and they shall say, all praise is due to Allah who guided us to this, and we would not have found the way had it not been that Allah had guided us. So in other words, they are those who have no hatred, no anger, no jealousy, no resentment. Those who don't hold others responsible for their experiences. They forgive. It's a wonderful anecdote about a teacher at nursery school who told her children, or rather infant school, who told the children to bring in a potato for every person they hated. Some brought one, some brought two, some brought three, some brought none. And she asked them every day to bring them to school in a bag and to take them back with that bag. Always carry it with them for a whole week. And then on the Friday she asked them how they felt. And they said they were heavy, they were cumbersome, some had started to rot and they were smelling. And she said that's what anger, hatred, resentment, jealousy does to the human being. When you have an enemy, it's because of these reasons. And you carry around with you that burden of that hatred, that anger, that resentment, that jealousy. Resolve the situation if you can. If you can't, then do not remain in their prisons. Forgive them and move ahead, and let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide between you and them. The next quality we find in the same surah, in the next ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَنَّقَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا. And the dwellers of Jannah will call out to the inmates of the fire, and they will say, indeed we have found what our Rabb promised us to be true. Have you too found what your Rabb promised to be true? قَالُوا, they will say, نَعَمْ, yes. فَأَذَّنَا مُعَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Yes, then a crier will cry out amongst them and say, the la'na, the withholding of mercy of Allah, be on the unjust. Alladhina yasudduna an sabilillahi wa yabghunaha iwaja, who stopped people from Allah's way and sought to make it crooked. Wa hum bil akhirati hum kafirun, and in the hereafter they will be amongst those who covered up the truth. In other words, they are certain of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quality within them, they're absolutely sure that what Allah has promised will come true. By extension, that means that they know that the consequences of their actions will manifest themselves. Good actions, good consequences. Bad actions, bad consequences. And the other thing we hear from here is that they will not do any injustice to anyone. Could be any sort of injustice. They will just not raise their hands, their voices, their actions to be unjust towards anyone. I guess I've mentioned this before. The mere squeezing of a hand, when the fifth Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam was asked, what is injustice? He took the man's hand and squeezed it a bit. And the man just flinched a bit and he said, that's the smallest form of injustice. Can you imagine the amount of people we may hurt with our words, with our actions? It's all injustice. Ahlul Jannah, quality of Ahlul Jannah, no injustice. Let's carry on. Again the same surah, Suratul A'raf, now ayah 48 to 49. In fact, let's start with 47. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. This is talking about the people of the Jannah. When their eyes shall be turning towards the inmates of the fire, they shall say, our Rabb, do not place us with the unjust people. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And the dwellers of the most elevated places shall call out to the people whom they will recognize by their marks, and they will say, of no avail were to you your hoarding and your behaving with pride, with kibr, with haughtiness. And then he continues to say, أَحَوْلَا الَّذِينَ أَخْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ. And these are those whom you swore that Allah will not show rahmah on them. Udkhulul jannata, enter the garden. La khawfun alaykum wala antum tahzanun, you shall have no fear nor shall you grieve. So another sign that comes up is when there is no hoarding whatsoever. If you have something that's extra, give it away. Simple language. This is what the Quran says. There's no delusions about we're right and they're wrong just because we have somehow gained what we think is some sort of a status in the world. What counts is status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honored with Allah are those who are God conscious. And the third thing that we find is that one of the qualities of Ahlul Jannah is that they do not belittle the righteous. We don't look down upon those who are righteous, thinking we are right because somehow we're having more fun, in inverted brackets. Let's carry on. Surah At-Tawbah, the surah number 9, ayah 111. Now, this gives us another insight into the qualities of Ahlul Jannah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون. Because indeed Allah has bought of the believers من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم their persons and their property بأن لهم الجنة in exchange for Jannah. He gives them Jannah for this. Now what do? They fight in Allah's way, so they slay and they are slain. They give up their lives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their goal is Jannah. They fight with absolutely everything they have. The most precious thing we have is our life. And they give that up too, because their ultimate goal is Jannah. Let's continue. Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, Ayah 26. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحَسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةِ وَلَا يَرْحَقُوا وُجُوهَهُمْ قَتَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّةِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. For those who do good is a good reward and more than this. And darkness or humiliation will not cover their faces. They are the dwellers of Jannah, in it they shall abide. In other words, they have self-esteem. They are connected to their Rabb. They're very proud of it. The wonderful dua of Imam Ali probably sums this quality up so beautifully, where he says, Ilahi kafa bi izzan an akuna laka abdan. It is enough izzat for me, enough honor for me, that I am your abd, I am your slave, I am connected to you, I have submitted to you. Wa kafa bi fakhran, and it is enough pride for me that you are my Rabb. أَنْتَ كَمَا أُحِبُّ فَاجْعَلْنِي كَمَا تُحِبُّ. You are exactly as I would have loved a Rabb to be. Make me as you would have loved to be. Pride in knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb. Pride to know that I am a Muslim. Pride to know that I've been granted the honor of having a prophet to follow like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the self-esteem we're supposed to develop in ourselves. Let's carry on. Surah Al-Hud, this is Surah number 11, Ayah 23. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another quality. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihati. Wa akhbathu ila rabbihim ulaika ashabul jannati hum fiha khalidun. Now what does that say? It says, Inna alladhina amanu, indeed those who believe and do good deeds, وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, and they humble themselves to their Rabb, they are the dwellers of Jannah, in it they shall abide. So this character, this individual who is Ahlul Jannah, also has humility. So this individual who is Ahlul Jannah is humble. It's a wonderful anecdote about Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam asked, Ya Allah, why did you bring me as a prophet? So Allah says, Musa, go around in the land and find something that is humble, the most humble thing you can find. And Musa goes around, he comes back and he says, Ya Allah, nothing more humble than this neck. And he says, Musa, I rest my case. That is why I picked on you. So that's another quality. Inshallah, we will continue with this tomorrow. I'd like to end today with a dua taught by Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, recommended to be recited before Salah, where we say, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا محسن قد تاق المسيء فتجاوزا قبيه ما عندي بجميل ما عندك يا كريم. Oh, the one who does ihsan has come to you, or has come in front of you, the sinner. Change what is bad in me with what is good in you. The address for the Islamic Education Board is Dar al-Tabligh, Jacketts Lane, Harefield, Middlesex. The postcode is UB96PZ. The telephone number is 01923-823-606. And the email address is ieb@tabligh.org.uk. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.